Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja.
12 minutes to 2 o'clock on today's tech feature. We're doing something a little bit different. If you aren't following us on the socials, please do so, so you can actually see a visual representation of the conversation we're going to be having now. So for our tech feature, we are joined in studio by Waverley Girls High First Lego League Robotics Team. I cannot believe how much school has changed since I have been there, that they are Lego Leagues. But then again, I was in school. It's been how many years now? About 20 years, ne? Yo, it is absolutely real. And we're joined in studio by Owam Moy, who is a grade 11 Waverley learner. Nompumelelo Musiliwu, who is a grade 11 Waverley Girls learner as well. Ntate Herman Maseko, FLL lead coach and ICT trainer, as well as Tinagwe Tu Retadi, who is teacher at Waverley Girls High. Sisi Tinagwe Tu, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Relebogile. Thank you for having us.
Firstly, you need to tell me what a Lego League is and how I get involved, but I need to stop before I step on Legos in my own house. So I need to ban them at some point from my son.
Well, Lego Leagues is all about robotics, which our girls are involved in. And they've been part of competitions that they've been winning rounds after rounds. So from Saibono League, they actually have gone first round and they've won. And we're now internationally recognized, and we actually would want, we here basically for the funding for them to actually go internationally.
So where is international?
Because
you know, Liz Zimbabwe, yes. I just want to be sure, where are you trying to go?
The girls are trying to go to the United States of America in Worcester. It's called Worcestershire. So it's all the way, and the venue will be in WPI, which is an institute, a varsity in America.
Wow, I have to hear from these ladies. How did you get into Lego Leagues? Is it something that you were attracted to since you were a kid?
Yes, actually, in primary school, I used to, there was an extra curriculum that we had that was just like building Legos, and I'd always been fascinated by, I would say, intelligent extracurriculars.
Yes.
So when I heard that there was robotics at our school, I was so surprised, because it was something that I always saw in like the expensive schools. It wasn't something that's actually in a lower kind of school like ours. So immediately I just joined. Yes.
You see, the reason I'm excited is I cannot wait for the moment, Ntate Herman, where we can hear somebody saying, you know, as a minister of technology, I specialized in Lego League robotics. And then we're like, yes, queen, I absolutely love that. Nompumelelo, what got you interested?
Okay, so I know you all know of the saying that AI or robots, robots are the future.
Yes.
So that...
But you know that the older generation is scared, ne?
Yes.
So they, you guys are more open. And when I say you guys, I'm including myself in the youth league. But people are scared. So what made you not scared and excited?
You know, the feeling of just being able to code a robot is just like fascinated me to join robotics. And I don't think that there's anything to be scared about them. Like, what is to be scared about them?
Yes.
So, yes.
And Dr. Herman, I want to invite you to this microphone over here. I'm going to, you know, because as a lead coach, what do you look for in students? Because I think this is important for educators, but also parents. When it comes to activities and extracurriculars like this, because not everybody is able to immediately identify. People still think, math, science, okay, then they just dismiss the child from those things.
Yes. Oh, no, I just wanted to greet everyone and the viewers and
the listeners,
sorry. Actually, I look for consistency from the learners. Make sure that I'm actually, these kids, they come every time at school. They make sure that they come to work with us. We've got actually after school class where we we actually showcase our skills, making sure that these kids, they what they learn in class, they emphasize it. So, but when I saw these kids that they come every day, you know, they come every day and they are consistent in terms of coming after school to work with us. And then I said, no, I want to work with these kids because they are very consistent and they want to know this. So I've been with them for 5 years, some of them 4 years now.
Yes.
And they are very, even academically, they do well because they know I don't take chances. You need to produce your report.
I like me a strict coach. Thank you so much, Ntate Herman. So, I mean, ladies, I want to hear from you. How is it, and I'll start with you, Owam, that you balance academics with extra curricular activities? Because we know that schools will also make certain things compulsory, be it, physical education. I'm sure it's got a new name right now. We knew it as PE. What is it called now?
It's still physical education.
Okay. I'm not that old. Thank you very much. Physical education. You've got your cultural activities and artistic activities. How are you finding the balance with your academics?
I would say that I told myself as soon as I started the extracurricular that I will get busy at some point in my life. And I have to start training now because...
Yeah!
I have to start training now. Being lazy is not going to get me anything. So, I would normally sit, I know that after school, I go to robotics, I leave at 4, and then I have a schedule, get back home, 6 o'clock, I go to my books. So it's just, creating schedules and, just knowing how to balance your life.
I absolutely love to hear that. Nompumelelo, from your side, can you tell us a little bit about the particular robotic that crochets? I'm just, my mind is blown.
Sorry for the misunderstanding, but the robot does not crochet.
Oh, okay. You see, language and being older. Yes. Is it called a crocheting robot?
No.
What is it called?
Victor.
So
the name of the robot is Victor.
Okay, so the name of the robot is Victor, yes?
And this robot was designed to complete missions that we are given in the first LEGO League competition.
I see. So what are some of, give me an example of some of the things the robotic has to be able to do. Is it like jump over a hurdle or is it like solving equations?
So it needs to be able to like turn freely and also be able to pull and push the missions.
Yes. And what kind of limitations does it have? For example, do you know the amount of kilograms that it's limited to pushing, which obviously speaks to the kind of science/engineering thinking that needs to go into that? It doesn't have to be weight. It can be an example. And maybe you can come in and assist here specifically. Is there anything maybe that you can tell me more about the specific robotic and its abilities?
Okay, I would say that the robot itself is limited. So that is why we build attachment systems.
I got you.
So it's like adding equipment to make your robot more capable when it is placed in that setting.
Yes.
Yes.
So how do you control the robot?
Oh, we program it using... It has a brick on it. So we connect onto it using laptops and we use Python to code it, which is a programming language.
So specifically, chat to me about what is needed for this trip. Because as you said, that there's the trip that's going to be, apologies, and Ntate Herman, especially as the other coach is not with us, and Tina Gwetu. What is needed for this trip that you can share with all of the listeners, and how can they support and contribute?
Right, well, need donors from our listeners to actually contact the school for, we need assistance with flights, we need assistance with accommodation, we also need transport allowance, we also need for visas as well.
Have you guys got a total figure? I'm going to guesstimate. Is it 120, 150? Where are we sitting?
We actually on 699,556.
All right. So let's call it 700,000 rand that is required for these fantastic and talented ladies to head over to the US and not just go to compete internationally, but to also get to interact with peers abroad and represent us accordingly. You'll be very surprised what 702 listeners are able to accomplish. So don't be freaked out by the 700K. It is possible. Please contact Waverly Girls High. Is there a landline that the that people can contact or an email address?
Right. The contact details that the listeners can actually follow, they can email the school at wghs@mweb.co.za. And they can actually call in the coordinators. The numbers are 078-8620-870. Or they can call the other coach on 078-020-8869. I'll repeat the coordinators' numbers. The first one is 078-8620-870. And the other one is 078-020-8869. And they can also alternatively contact the school on 011-786-8063.
So the easiest thing for everybody to remember will be wgh@mweb.co.za. We'll post the details as well. What is the deadline for this raising of the money?
The learners will be leaving at around June.
Okay, so we've got around a month and a bit because we know US visas take a while as well. So those that can contribute, thank you so much, ladies.